We're right back to OMF and Giving Tuesday on WEEI.
Giving Tuesday to benefit the Jimmy Fund is presented by Arbella Insurance.
To make a gift, visit jimmyfund.org/Tuesday or text KCANCER to 20222.
Lou, Christian, and Glenn here. It's Giving Tuesday on WEEI. All to benefit the Jimmy Fund. It's presented by Arbella Insurance. And over the course of the day, we've been speaking to some of the patients over at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. So I want to introduce you right now to Vanessa Sebastian from Ledyard, Connecticut. Hello, Vanessa. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
So you were a breast cancer survivor from 10 years ago, and then this year you got hit again. Tell us what happened.
So this year I had no symptoms, and I went into the emergency department with excruciating pain on July 26th. And I just had centralized abdominal pain. It actually felt like I had gas. And I kind of resisted going into the emergency department because I didn't want to be like the CRNA who went into the ER with flatulence. So I kind of resisted for about 5 or 6 hours.
I'd be there all the time.
Yeah. I really thought it was just gas. I thought it was honestly gas. And I ended up going in, and they ended up doing an abdominal CAT scan. I ended up staying in the hospital. They found that my blood counts were really low, so I ended up having a transfusion. I had a colonoscopy, and then ended up staying there for over 10 days, had colon surgery. They found a huge tumor in my transverse colon.
So you already had a bout of cancer, and you survived that. So take me through the emotional roller coaster you were going through when you heard you had to do cancer treatment all over again, because I can only imagine that wasn't easy hearing that cancer diagnosis once again.
100%, especially knowing that they were two primary cancers that were unrelated and I'm under 50. I never, ever suspected that I was, when I went into the emergency room that day, that I was going to be leaving 10 days later with a diagnosis of colorectal cancer. Never, ever was that on my radar. So it's devastating. It's absolutely devastating. And it rocks your world. But I also knew that I would get through it. Like, whatever the treatment plan was going to be, I was going to do it. I had already done it once, so I was going to do it again.
So Vanessa, you seem pretty young, right, to have colon cancer. Did the doctors tell you that this was a rare diagnosis for someone your age?
100%. And I just, because, you know, at the time that I got diagnosed, it has since changed. The United States Preventive Service Task Force just changed the recommended guidelines for colonoscopies to 45, but that was just done at the end of October. Mm-hmm. When I was diagnosed in July, it was still 50. So I theoretically wouldn't have had a colonoscopy until I was 50. And I really had no symptoms. So, yeah, it was a difficult diagnosis to take. And I think that had I got diagnosed earlier, I think that I would not be going through chemotherapy. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
So you get diagnosed with colon cancer, and you knew right away Dana-Farber's the place for you, right?
There was no question in my mind. Yeah. I had been previously treated for breast cancer at Dana-Farber, and I had all the faith in the world. I remember walking into Dana-Farber back in 2011. And if there's such a thing, I always say this, but if there's such a thing as Disneyland for cancer patients, Dana-Farber is where it's at. That's in my opinion. It's just, there were so many services, and and honestly, no one wants to be at Disneyland for cancer patients, right? But if there's such a thing, that's where it's at. My oncologist, you know, was not just my oncologist, but she was my friend. And it's like, I felt like I was family there. So I knew immediately that I was going to Dana-Farber. So as soon as I had my diagnosis, I know that I emailed my oncologist, but I don't remember because I was probably still a little drugged up from surgery. So I was in the hospital when I had emailed my oncologist and said, I was just diagnosed with a tumor in my colon. Who do you recommend that I see?
So how does your working full-time, you own your own business, you go in for treatment, how do you balance all of this and keep your spirits up?
It's really hard. I pray a lot. I'm very spiritual and very religious. So that to me is really, it's an important part of my life. And that really keeps me grounded. But it really is just taken one day at a time. I can't look too ahead of myself. I have to just take every day it comes. I take every treatment as it comes. When I thought about 6 months of chemotherapy, that's a long time. So for me, I couldn't say it's 6 months of chemotherapy. I had to say, you know what? It's 12 treatments. So, and now I have 6 treatments left. So I kind of, for me, it was easier to, instead of 6 months, 12 treatments was a little better. So I just kind of take it one day at a time, 1 week at a time, one treatment at a time.
So also, you know what, you're burying the lead here, Vanessa, like you're burying it. Like the real important part is Vanessa is a grandmother, guys. You wouldn't know it by looking at her, but she's a grandmother. So I want you guys to guess what her grandmother name is. It's not grandma, but what is Vanessa's nickname from her granddaughter?
Nana.
Nana.
Gigi.
Gigi, oh, she probably, it was close.
That's close. It's close.
What do you got? Give it to him, Vanessa.
It's Vivi.
Oh, Lou gets the prize. Lou gets the prize.
Gigi, Vivi, same thing.
Same thing. Great. Yeah. Missed the V on the name. But how's that?
She's not going to be able to say it until she's like 4, yeah. But it's Vivi. We'll just continue to correct her until she says it correctly. It'll be Vivi. I'm sure I'll be BB. I'll be Mimi, but I will ultimately be.
So you have 6 sessions left. So you're at the halfway point.
I'm at the halfway point.
You were talking about hearing the cancer diagnosis again. Obviously, it's difficult, but did it make it any easier since you knew what to expect and maybe could mentally prepare for?
I wish that I could tell you that, yes, it was easier. But honestly, it's not easier because it's another cancer. It's another primary cancer diagnosis. And your mind takes you to really dark places. So I just had to kind of like regroup and get myself together and just remember, like, a big thing for me is that my mind is connected to my body. And so, and your thoughts become things. And so I had to just continue. I did a lot of meditation. I did a lot of like positive self-talk. And so was it easier? It was definitely not easier. I knew that I always knew I would get through it because I know that I'm strong and I can handle anything. But it's still, your mind takes you to a really dark place, regardless of whether you've gone, you know, you've done it before.
Where are you today? And what are the doctors telling you right now?
So I was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer. I'm doing chemotherapy preventative wise. When I had surgery, the tumor was completely taken out. My margins were clear. So I'm doing the chemotherapy as preventative. And, you know, my prognosis is really good. My prognosis is good.
It was great meeting you. Continued great success. And we know you're going to beat this because you've got a great attitude. You know that's part of the battle. And I do like that line. Dana-Farber is the Disneyland of cancer. Is that what you called it?
The Disneyland for cancer patients.
It's a great line. We'll remember that one. Thank you for joining us, Vanessa. This is Giving Tuesday on WEEI. To make a $25 gift, text K-Cancer to 20222. K-Cancer 20222.
Almost all of us have a loved one, knows somebody, or has been personally affected by cancer.
This is a cause that unites us all. Please help us support the Jimmy Fund by logging onto your social media profile and tell us who you K-Cancer for. Be sure to use the hashtag K-Cancer.
This is Giving Tuesday to benefit the Jimmy Fund on WEEI.